Hi friends, good morning, good afternoon and good evening, depending on the time you're watching me. I am Urvish, Urvish Acharya, and I'm pleased to meet you all. It's important for all of you to know something about me because we are going to spend some time together. I carry close to 14 years of industry experience. All experience is majorly into the field of IT infrastructure. When I say the IT infrastructure, it consists of the networks, it consists of security, it consists of servers, data center, etc., etc. Okay. I am a Bachelor of Engineer in Computers by education. I am also an MBA and I have gained some Gold Industry Standard certifications. These certifications are, very much renowned in the industry. If you might have heard of CISSP, CISA, something on privacy. So I'm in a position of a few of the such certifications. Talking about my experience and my journey. So I had started with, a very prestigious organization, Indian Air Force, during my initial career stages. I was responsible for setting up their VoIP infrastructure. Now, when you talk about defense or Indian Air Force, the security comes with it, inbuilt, right? So, very, very high secured environment wherein I was responsible to set up their infrastructure. So, started from then, I moved to the pharmaceutical company. I have also worked with the capital markets for some amount of years. I was also fortunate to work with the service industry, and finally, as we speak today, I am heading the IT governance and the risk practices for one of the conglomerate based out at India. We have a presence in 32 countries globally. Okay, so this is something about me. Before we start our journey on the IT infrastructure, one piece of advice I always tell my participants: to keep a notepad and a pen with you. Okay, so during this sessions, though the informations are available on a slide, you also have a slides. However, there are certain examples which I'll be quoting as and when we progress. I would appreciate that you can note it down together so that if you have written these examples on your own handwriting, whenever you study for an examination or whatsoever purpose, it becomes very handy for you. Okay, so this is a piece of advice with which I wanted to start. Okay, so the subject is IT infrastructure. Of course, if I ask you, what can be an IT infrastructure according to you? Maybe you can scribble down on the notepad. You can start thinking that what could be an IT infrastructure. Okay, so while you do that, let me start explaining you that what could be the IT infrastructure mean. Okay, the laptop which you are currently using or the tablet which you are currently using, that could be a part of IT infrastructure. Okay, obviously your laptop is connected with some medium, either on a mobile hotspot or on the access point wireless. That could also be an IT infrastructure component. Again, the wireless is connected somewhere. Okay, maybe is a switch of the service provider, or it is some other medium that is also infrastructure component. If you are into the organization, if you are operating from your organization network, okay, there are series of servers or applications you would be accessing, right? All these components are falling in line as a part of that infrastructure, right? Now it may be your internal, or maybe you are accessing something on internet. Maybe you want to open timesofindia.com or maybe google.com. Obviously that request has to go via some server towards the internet, and that request needs to be fulfilled as per your request, right? So all these components falling in between, right, from the firewall or the switch or your laptop, could be considered as an IT infrastructure component. Okay, so with this, let me start the very first chapter, which is very introductory chapter, which we are going to learn. Broadly, after this chapter, you'll be in a position to understand the various or the several components of the IT infrastructure. Okay, what is the IT infrastructure lifecycle? So when I say the life cycle, it is right from the birth of the device component, whatever it may be, to the retirement. Okay, so when I say the retirement, it is kind of disposed or, you know, taking it out of the network. Okay, so that's the entire IT infrastructure lifecycle we are going to talk about today. And something which is supporting the IT infrastructure is people, right? So people is something as an organogram which can be a part of it. That the structure of it will also be discussed during a session today. Okay, so as I mentioned during my initial conversation with you, that what could be falling a part of IT infrastructure, right? So the diagram you see, okay, it is, you know, let me just try and explain you a little bit here. So here is something, an internet, okay, where either you are going for Google or you're going for accessing some application, Salesforce, etc. You are going on the internet, okay? But to go on the internet, as I said, you have to pass through certain devices, certain components, okay? So suppose you are falling somewhere here as an end user, okay, of your organization, maybe an organization office or maybe your factory or a plant or whatsoever. So obviously you are connected with your local area network, LAN, okay, which is coming in between the servers. So again, all these servers are, you know, part of the IT infrastructure. Again, as I mentioned, if it is a wireless access point, if it is a firewall, if it is that there are other bunch of devices in between, everything can be considered as an IT infrastructure. Okay, so I've tried to simplify the diagram, you know, at the best possible extent. Okay, but don't go into the much of the detail. We'll be discussing all this detail, component wise, in the forthcoming chapters. Okay, so with this, moving on. Okay, what could be comprising as an components of IT infrastructure? Okay. When I say IT infrastructure, the one broad thing everybody need to keep in mind that it is, you know, a backbone. Okay, it is the it is, you know, very strong foundation for any application to run. Imagine you have an application which you want to access, but there is no underlying server, there is no underlying IT infrastructure which can support. Okay, so one thing everybody needs to keep in mind that infrastructure plays a major role in entire IT setup. Okay, with the current trend of moving on to the cloud journey, okay, so though the infrastructure on the cloud may not be visible to you, however, there is something hardware, something there, you know, which is supporting the applications, right? So moving on, once you have the setup ready on the infrastructure, either on your own data center or on some other co-location services or on the cloud, okay, maybe you want to set up your database, maybe you want to set up your several applications, maybe you want to, you know, set up a proxy server, so and so forth, you know, you need the IT infrastructure. Okay, one more angle, okay, one more a very important a piece which is generally missed out is if somebody asks you the difference between application and the IT infrastructure or the hardware, okay, or the software or a hardware, okay, what can be the difference? So the major difference I would quote, as far as the hardware and the software is concerned, is the quality or the life of the hardware gets deteriorated as and when you progress. Okay, however, in case of application or a software, there are enhancements in the application or in the software which helps applications refining, fine tuning. However, in case of hardware, beyond a point, beyond its life cycle, you have to retire it. Okay, so that's a fundamental difference between IT infrastructure components and the application. Also, one must keep in mind that these infrastructure components needs to be upgraded over a period of time. Okay, so few of you might be using or might have used Windows XP during your early years, right? Obviously today you are using Windows 10. Why? Because your laptop is upgraded, your operating system also needs to be upgraded, right? So that's a fundamental thing about the IT infrastructure and the application which I wanted to just touch base upon. Why it is important? Okay, why IT infrastructure is important? Because every business, everyone in the business, if you talk to CFO, if you talk to CEO in the organization, okay, everybody wants to achieve the excellence. Okay, everybody wants to make profit. Okay, all this profit can be done by what? by running some applications, either in-house or maybe somewhere else. For supporting all these business critical applications, you know, IT infrastructure holds tremendous value. Okay, that's something I wanted to touch base upon. You know, as and when the business demands are changing, okay, today you may have the turnover of 100 crores, tomorrow you may have the turnover of 1000 crores. Obviously, you cannot support the customer or the requirement of 1000 crores in the existing setup. So you'll have to upgrade your product, upgrade your services, upgrade your business, right? That's also something very important where IT infrastructure plays a major role. Customer satisfaction, a key. Everybody wants their customer to be happy, okay? So to have the customer happy or you know, to increase the happiness index of the customer, you again need to keep upgrading yourself, your business, your products, your infrastructure, your IT devices, so on and so forth, okay? Better IT infrastructure, better, you know, the technologies helps you taking, you know, the proactive decisions. Okay, so when we progress on the future chapters, you know, we will talk about them. But just to give a glimpse of it today, we have a solution in terms of Internet of Things, IoT, which are available, wherein, you know, your fridge are smart. Okay, your fridge is connected on the internet. So the moment, you know, as per whatever you have defined in the program, that if my milk level goes below half a liter, okay, go ahead, raise an order with, I mean, whatever grocery, go ahead and make a payment with my credit card, and the next day, you know, the milk or the order gets delivered to your house. Okay, this is reality. Okay, just to give you one more example, okay, in US, one of my friend is working with a very large logistic company. Okay, now this company, the primarily, you know, task for this company is to transfer the goods from A to B. Okay, and they have a huge amount of fleets of the truck. Okay, now, you know, the trucks are almost keep on running. Okay, now, if you want to, you know, maintain the, you know, the truck tires, okay, because obviously over a period of time, the tire needs a replacement, right? How do you proactively fix it, right? How do you, you know, ensure that before the problem comes, I have my tire replaced, right? So they are using the IoT-based solutions, wherein the sensors are installed with along with the tires. Okay, it keeps on recording real-time basis that what is my wear and tear of a tire, what is the condition of my tire. Okay, and before it is going to be, you know, creating a problem, the driver or, you know, the agency will be notified that, hey, you are scheduled for the service maintenance, please report your truck at so-and-so service center and get your tires replaced. Okay, this is reality, guys, and because of which, what is happening, you know, is my turnaround time of my delivery is improved drastically. Okay, so that's why several such critical technologies are possible because of the several, you know, IT infrastructure advancement. Okay, survival is the fittest. Okay, so if you want to survive in a business, you have to upgrade yourself. You have several, you know, companies like Kodak. They did not upgrade themselves. They had to go out of the business, right? So likewise, even if you are into a manufacturing company, even if you are into the financial industry, even if you are into whatever industry you know you are into, you need to keep upgrading yourself for the company's survival. Okay, now moving on to the IT infrastructure lifecycle. So as I had spoken last time, that, you know, everything has a birth and a death, including human, right? So similarly, for the IT infrastructure component also, there is a life cycle which needs to be followed. Okay, so first and foremost, procurement. Okay, procurement is something wherein the lot of due diligence happens on the vendor selection, on the device selection, and so on and so forth before I actually onboard my device. Okay, so in the future chapters wherein we have a specific topic of vendor management, we'll be talking about in detail on, you know, how the bid tabulation should be happening, or, you know, how the vendor selection should be happening, what should be the technical scorecard, financial scorecard, and so on and so forth. But for now, you understand that the procurement is a birth stage of any infrastructure component. Okay, few people also have, or few organization also have, you know, some process called as a staging unit. Okay, now the staging unit is nothing but that if you have procured a server or a router or you know any device. They turn it on for 24 hours and they just observe without making live in the data center. They you know observe that is there anything being reported? Okay, is there any error being reported after turning this device on? Because at the moment I'll put it in a production, you know, my chances are high that if it goes down with, for any reason, you know, you may have a customer dissatisfaction there, right? So this is just one glimpse of it. I wanted to just touch base on. Moving on to the deploy and discover. So the moment you have finalized your partner, you know, you have released the purchase order and so on and so forth, you have finally received the device. Okay, now this device needs to be deployed in your environment. When I say deploy, it is not as easy as it sounds. Okay, so deployment also comes with their inherent practices, inherent processes. When I say the inherent practices, is my server, is my router, you know, is hardened enough so that, you know, I have the basic hygiene fix right from the beginning. Okay, is the interrelation between the components are properly mapped? Okay, is my CMDB or, you know, my configuration management database is updated? Okay, and so on and so forth. So all such critical elements are part of the second life cycle, which is deploy and discover. Okay, obviously over a period of time, even you and me as a human needs a maintenance, right? We need to go to a doctor, we need to have the health checkup and so on and so forth. Similarly, there is nothing different in the IT devices also. Okay, so maintenance is also one of the angle wherein I will be keep on upgrading either my Windows patches or my hardware or my hard disk because it is you know being utilized and I need to upgrade. Okay, maybe my CPU needs an upgrade because it's heavily being utilized and I have a performance issues. So maintenance is something, you know, which can fall a part of that life cycle stage. Okay, support. Today, you know, even if there is a problem in getting the devices, application, whatever accessed, you have the user who will be raising a support ticket, right? The support ticket will go to the certain, you know, the agents who will be doing the preliminary analysis, etc., 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 and finally that will be addressed. So again, we will be touching base on that in detail in the future chapters when we reach there. Okay, finally, retirement and disposal, again a very, very important stage. Okay, why? Because today if you decide to retire your server, okay, which has a bunch of hard disk, which has a bunch of data in it, if you go ahead and scrap it straight away, there are high chances that, you know, somebody takes advantage of the data which is residing in the hard drive and may sell it off for their own purpose. Right, so to avoid it, it is very much essential to destroy the data, destroy anything which is captured either on the, you know, the customer or for the employees, which may have the personally identified information, which is regulated by the, you know, the laws or the local bodies and so on and so forth. So the disposal stage of the entire IT infrastructure lifecycle is also holds important relevance. Okay, so let us talk about each in a little bit of detail. Okay, so the procurement. So procurement, as I mentioned some time back, that it is a birth or very first stage wherein, you know, I would be doing something which is called as a feasibility study. Okay, so feasibility study is nothing but, you know, I will assess that whatever my business has asked for, okay, whatever they want, is that being satisfied or is that going to be satisfied by this? Or, you know, after having this investment done, I might have to reinvest again for, you know, meeting the other purpose. Okay, if I have a budget limitation and I have to play around with this, okay, all such factors are considered in the feasibility study. Okay, feasibility study also talks about correlation, interrelation between the devices, between the applications. So say for example, okay, your storage admin has decided to upgrade, you know, the new technology for the storage, but is my database support that you know file system? Okay, is my application will be in a position to talk to that piece of hardware? Okay, so all such things are need to be factored. Just to give you one more example, that because of the regulation from RBI, okay, many of the financial institutions are forced or, you know, are mandated to move on IPv6. Okay, so we'll talk about IPv6 also, so don't worry. So, you know, I mean, just to give you an example here a little bit more, that, you know, IPv6, if I want to convert from the existing system of IPv4, I need to see that my underlying devices are, you know, in a position to support that. Okay, I may have a legacy device, I may have a legacy firewall which may not be suitable here. Okay, so I may have to consider the upgrade there as well. Right, so feasibility study, again, very important. Once you have all the due diligence done, okay, you have the purchase order released, okay, the PO which is called as, okay, with the required approval, business note, justification, and so on and so forth. And again, you have to record whatever you have purchased, right? So once the delivery happens, you have to say book into your books of account so that, you know, the appropriate depreciation is being applied, because as I said, the hardware gets depreciated, the, you know, the software or application gets appreciated over a period of time, right? Or it gets matured over a period of time. But as far as the hardware is concerned, the depreciation also needs to be booked in your books of account. Okay, so second stage, deploy and discover. Okay, as I said, you know, sometimes you may use the automated tool, okay, to discover what is happening in your environment. So I can name a very good tool called as a land sweeper. Okay, and why I would do that, that there may be the chances that if you do not know that this asset is you know, lying in your environment and it can be reused, right, and I can avoid the purchase, I'll probably go for it. Okay, so before I make a decision of, you know, purchase or something, I would also rather discover and, you know, optimize whatever my existing infrastructure components are lying in my network or in my setup. Okay, so discover through various tools. I have just given an example of the land sweeper. Those who may be interested more, just search on the internet, you will find a little bit more details about land sweeper. Okay, as I mentioned, that when you are deploying the hardware or whenever you are changing any architecture, okay, you need to map this, the placement of the newly introduced device with the existing devices are falling in line. Okay, why? Because of say for an example, okay, you have a one application server installed. Okay, now it demands that, you know, a high speed connection. Okay, now maybe 10 gig connection, you know, it is asking for. However, your switch for supporting that LAN infrastructure in the data center is capable to handle only 1 Gbps. Imagine, you know, imagine the kind of disaster you may foresee, right? So everything needs to be mapped, you know, interlinked. So that's where, you know, the CMDB or the configuration management database plays a very critical role here. Okay, moving on, maintenance. As I said, the regular updates, in fact, your laptop, my laptop operating system also needs to be updated on a regular, you know, intervals. So those who are not aware that, you know, the Microsoft, the Windows which we are using, okay, every second Tuesday, the Microsoft releases the patch or the security patches, okay, to strengthen our operating system security or our endpoint security for that matter. That needs to be installed. So similarly, if the endpoint has such patches, such version upgrades, you know, being released on interval on a regular interval, servers also holds equal, you know, or more relevance. So the required amount of patching on time is to be done on the server. Your antivirus upgrades, okay, your antivirus also has a signature, right? That also needs to be upgraded. Obviously, the software compliance, software maintenance, software licenses plays a very, very important role, because if you are not complying and if there is an audit either from Microsoft or Oracle or any other OEM which you are, you know, using, you may have to face a very big penalty. Okay, so that component also gets, you know, taken care during the maintenance window, that if you feel that, you know, there is a license needs to be upgraded. Example, suppose if you are using the phishing tool for, you know, for your organization, and your organization has 2000 users, but your requirement is say 2500, and you cannot play around with, you know, and adjust around such numbers, you should procure the license of 2500. So just to, you know, give you an example there, the software compliance, software maintenance, software license management is also part of your maintenance stage of a life cycle. Okay, Backup restoration, the business continuity is very, very important for any organization. So in the event of, you know, having any natural or a man-made disaster, okay, so say for example, you have the data center based out in Mumbai, okay, there is a riot in Mumbai, or there is a political imbalance in Mumbai, okay, or there is a flood in Mumbai. So you have to, and in this particular event, maybe your primary data center is not being available, okay, your engineers are not able to go there. What will you do? You'll have to have a provision of supporting your business from alternate facility. Though this alternate facility could be in Hyderabad, could be somewhere else, could be in Singapore, could be in US, etc., 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 right? So you have to be ready for such disasters, right? The disaster may strike today, maybe tomorrow, or may never strike. However, as a you know, IT infrastructure point of view, you have to have a readiness. So for readiness, what is more important is something as a data. Okay, imagine you are walking into the bank, okay, and you have deposited say about $10 there in your account. Okay, now you obviously want to see that whether the $10 has been reflecting in my bank account or not. Okay, and if, at the same time, if the bank server goes down, imagine you know the kind of trouble or the kind of panic you may have. Okay. The amount may be less, however, it needs to be reflected. So obviously, so supporting your business continuity, you have to have the backup and the restoration policy or the data in a maintenance phase. Okay, moving on, support. As I said, support is a very, very important, which brings your customer happiness or customer happiness index to be increased. Okay, so support is something wherein you would proactively fix the issues. If your users or if your internet users are facing a slowness, okay, you have discovered that there is a CPU which is being heavily utilized, or you have noticed that your internet link is being heavily utilized, and then you upgrade it. However, this needs to be done beforehand. So capacity management is something which covers that, wherein what you do is on a periodic basis, maybe monthly, maybe weekly, depending on the policy of your organization, you keep on monitoring such utilization of the resources. It may be the network link, it may be the server resources utilization, and so on and so forth. And you proactively go to the management and say, hey, my utilization has reached 80%. I think we need to upgrade it, right? So that is something also important. Support renewal, okay? So there are several, I would call it as an AMC, annual maintenance contract, wherein what I need to do. So say for example, if I have a Cisco switch in my organization, so I need to have the support renewed back to back with the original equipment manufacturer. I would say OEM. Why? Because if there is a hardware failure there, okay, if my my switch is failed, okay, I need a replacement. So for replacement, who will give me a replacement? Obviously the OEM or the Cisco will give me a replacement. Now to have that done, I need to ensure that my renewal is my contract has been renewed or not, right? So that's also a very, very critical element which we always consider in the support. Okay, moving on, retirement and disposal is something I always say, it's very, 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 very important. There are several ways to ensure that the data has been wiped off or deleted or destroyed from the organization, but it is again a very important for the IT infrastructure manager to ensure that this is completely destroyed and it is not recoverable. Okay, there are also laws pertaining to the data. Okay, so if I talk about the retention, so obviously the question would come that what if I have to retain the data? I am telco, or probably I am a financial institution where I have a guideline from RBI or from the Department of Telecom that I have to retain my data at least for 7 years. Fine. So you always have some mechanism in place wherein you store or you keep the data in a secured way. Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate that.